From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is calling on members of Congress to take steps immediately to spur job creation and help Americans who are out of work.
We all have to continue our efforts to do everything in our power to spur growth and hiring. And I hope the Senate acts this week on a package of tax cuts and expanded lending for small businesses, where most of America's jobs are created.
President speaking in the White House Rose Garden, he's urging Senate Republicans to stop blocking an extension of unemployment benefits to about 2 million jobless Americans. GOP lawmakers say they will only agree if the measure does not increase the federal deficit. The government is allowing BP to keep the cap closed up on the top of the oil well at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico for another 24 hours, despite the discovery of some seepage from the sea floor within a couple of miles of the wellhead. White House Energy Advisor Carol Browner is ordering BP to provide details on the results of seismic and other monitoring at the sites.
If we don't get then we're going to have a problem. My understanding this morning is that BP will comply with all of our requests.
Browner on CBS's The Early Show. The man who heads the independent fund to compensate people affected by the spill, Kenneth Feinberg, says he is set to accelerate the claims process.
Hopefully, emergency claims will be paid within a couple of days of requesting emergency funds, and thereafter, over the next 3 years, we'll process claims.
Feinberg says he also expects that free legal services will be made available to people affected by the spill. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is set to arrive in Afghanistan this morning. Earlier, in Pakistan, she announced nearly $500 million in new U.S. aid to that country. Later this week, she'll travel to South Korea. From Seoul, Dwali Saikautau reports Clinton will join Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who's there today.
He is expected to meet with his South Korean counterpart to discuss the deadly sinking of the Cheonan warship, which Seoul blames on Pyongyang. Gates is expected on Tuesday to visit with U.S. soldiers stationed on the Korean Peninsula. Midweek, Gates and Clinton are likely to announce the start of joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea. A Pentagon spokesman said earlier that the exercises are designed to enhance anti-submarine warfare capabilities, and by extension, the spokesman said, the exercises will be a show of force to the North Koreans to send a message of deterrence. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
A new survey finds that businesses are stepping up their hiring and fewer are cutting jobs. William Strauss with the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago says the survey by the National Association for Business Economics says hiring is up compared to a year ago.
31% in the current survey said that they have been increasing hiring. Now that's well above the 6% of reporting firms that told us that a year ago.
This is NPR News from Washington. A wildfire is spreading in Washington state and threatening dozens of homes outside the city of Yakima. The fire has now spread over about 10,000 acres, and smoke from the blaze has covered parts of the city. At least 60 people are dead in eastern India, where an express train slammed into a passenger train that was stopped on the tracks. The country's railway minister says the crash may be the result of sabotage by rebels. Boeing and arch-rival Airbus are announcing billions of dollars in new orders today. Larry Miller in London reports the announcements are being made at the International Air Show in Farnborough.
Boeing has twice boosted its forecast for the number of orders it expects to take at the Farnborough Air Show. Emirates Airlines placed a $9 billion order for 30 Boeing jetliners. GE Capital Aviation Services is paying $3 billion for 40 Boeing planes. But Boeing wasn't the only one wheeling and dealing. GE is also taking 60 Airbus A320s worth $5 billion. Los Angeles-based Air Lease Corporation bought 51 planes from Airbus, listing at $4.4 billion. The business jet market's also vibrant. Qatar Airways ordered three jets from Canadian manufacturer Bombardier in a deal worth $122 million. Boeing Commercial Airplanes President Jim Alba says the aerospace market has come back faster than expected. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A new government study indicates that HIV is at epidemic levels in some poverty-stricken urban neighborhoods in the U.S., and poverty may be the most important factor in whether inner-city heterosexuals are infected with the virus that causes AIDS. The research by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was released at the International AIDS Conference in Vienna today. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.